Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Positive Vibe Show. This is our first show in the new year, and we are looking to have another wonderful positive year. And today I am talking about having joy in your life. You know, and I know that a lot of people have been hit hard over the years with various challenges, health, financially, family challenges, all sorts of things. But, you know, I just think that people need to have some joy in their life. I've never met so many as a nursing professional. I have never met so many unhappy, miserable people, and not just patients, but coworkers, and just people in general that you drive next to and angry, and people you see interacting on TV and just even in the grocery store, people angry, bitter. You know, and so I just want to encourage you today on the Positive Vibe Show is to have joy. You know, I don't make excuses for people anymore because I believe that when you reach a certain time and age, you need to just stop it. You need to stop making excuses. You need to stop living in the past. You do. Anyway, I want to encourage you to call in at 718-664-6507. And you might say, Jackie, which I'm the proper lady, how do you get joy? Well, I'm going to say a few things that I think that you should have joy. And I found a wonderful new website that I like called The Bold Life. And it got a really wonderful article on having joy. And, but for one thing, to have a joy is that we need to get rid of some baggage. Now, I know you might say, well, you're going to have some kind of baggage. That is true. But some people got too much baggage, listeners. We need to put at a spiritual dump and even a real one and declare our house. And we need to just get rid of a lot of emotional, been carrying around pretty much all our life. And we need to learn to stop just being so serious and, you know, it's nothing wrong with being a sensitive person. But sometimes you can be too sensitive. And you just need to, people need to lighten up and just get rid of the emotional baggage and baggage from past relationships and past friendships, past jobs, whatever it is. Let it go. Leave it. Go dump it off. Start choosing joy. I often post a poster on my Facebook page that says, you can choose joy every day, and you can. You can make excuses all you want. You can keep on making them, but you can choose joy every day. Now, I'm not going to say everything is perfect in every day in my life. But I still choose to be happy, to have joy. I'm not going to be sad and miserable. I'm just not going to do it. You need, you know, and if you got to watch something funny, if you got to watch something positive, and let me just bring this point. You can't sit up and watch the negative news all the time and be around a bunch of negative people, negative activities, listen to negative, music, even that. And you think that you're gonna feel happy and have joy and all that? No, you need to let all that go because it is time for you to have joy. It is time for you to have joy, 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 listeners. To have joy, J-O-Y, three simple words. And this is, you know, this is not my Christian show, but one of the main things is, I think, to have a joy is having a relationship with God and having a prayer life and doing things that make you smile, that make you happy. You know, I do things. I'm always going to some wonderful activity, a concert, play. I'm always finding nice things to read, nice things to go to, and doing something nice for others makes me happy also. So I just want you, you know, to encourage you is to choose joy. And, you know, and I'm going to just say this about our job. Some of us are on some jobs that we are really unhappy, but we have to stay there because we feel that we're stuck. We got to have this job. And it's a lot of stuff that goes on, you know. But just change your mindset. Change your mindset. Change your thinking. Because when you do that, you'll be able to welcome more joy into your life. You know, and we carry all of this stuff to our job that we got going on in our personal life, and we need to stop that too, because you need to have some joy and on your job. I work in a nursing field, and I deal with some pretty dramatic, traumatic stuff. But I'm not going to let anything keep me from having joy. I'm just not. I'm not, listeners, and I just want to encourage you not to. People are people. You have to pray for some people. Don't go around them. Be nice. But don't let anybody take your joy because people can disappoint us. Anyway, let me go ahead on and share some things from thebowlife.com. It's a wonderful blog. And it's a blog to inspire you to live fearlessly. And we'll be sharing some more of the articles. But one of the things they say, look for what's right in the world. And she go on to say, when I wake up in the morning, I can immediately find 10 things that are right in my world. I have, she says her husband wakes up next to her. I have food, water, clothes, and shelter. My car runs. I have gas, family, friends, and freedom. I have no reason to be unhappy. Next one is live your own life. Forget what others want and expect of you. And this is 12 ways to find joy in life. And I'm sharing this on my Facebook page. And number two, live your own life. Forget what others want and expect of you. The beauty of your life is you choose who you want in it and what you want to do with it. Find your passion and purpose and look for mentors. Create a venture through travel. Have fun. Be kind. Stay true to yourself. Three, enjoy your journey. In every difficulty or failure in life, there's a lesson and opportunity. And that's true. You know, a lot of people don't want to accept that, but I've come to accept it. You know, I've been through some pretty challenging things the last 6+ years. I'm a better person. I'm still here. I'm a stronger person. I've learned some things. I'm doing some different things because of it for betterment in my life. So it's true. There are a variety of life enhancing tools at your fingertips. You can go to a therapist, get a coach. There's support groups, books, videos. A great resource, but you know, there's a lot of things that you can find to do to help you to enjoy your journey. I can say I enjoy my life. I am going to be doing a lot of wonderful things, going to see a lot of wonderful things. This before this year's over, I hope to be walking on the white sands of Hawaii beach. As they're going to say, life is precious and doesn't have to be difficult. Find joy in everything. And I know you might say, listeners, that's easier said than done. Might be true, but when are we going to stop making excuses? It can be done. It's your choice. She's going to say, be silly, laugh, and have fun. Hang out with people who bring out the best in you, and that's so true. Seriousness and intensity can steer your joy and cause anxiety. Be silly, laugh, and have fun. There's a lot of things to do, and I am not bored. There's plenty. You can get on the internet and find all kind of nice things to do. Just like here in Las Vegas, they got a thing here called Meetups, and you can. It's all kind of groups, and you can get involved with walking group. People that just go and have fun together. So, you know, it's no excuse. And love everyone, she says. Everyone has a core of good that can never be destroyed. You never know what kind of personal war anyone is going through. Send blessings to people who are hurting, in prison, or in pain. Everyone is doing the best they know how to do what they have. We all want the same three things, to give love, to receive love, and to know that we matter. Help those who are hurting. We're here for each other. Be generous. Give with your time, talent, and resources. And that's true. Live to give. Never hold back when you have an opportunity to share. Share your lunch, your books, your skills. Go the extra mile. Give the benefit of doubt. Give praise. Again, never hold back when you have an opportunity to share. Live to give, and that is so true, listeners. Spend money wisely. Choose to use less. Save more and appreciate everything you own. Create a budget and stick to it. Only purchase what you need. Stop recreation shopping. Stuff don't bring happiness. If we use only what we need, there will be enough resources for everyone. Live out of your comfort zone. Try new things, new foods, learn a new language. Introduce yourself to new people. Well, me, I never meet a stranger. you know, just don't hold back. Live out of your comfort zone. You know, some of us, we're so comfortable, and we don't want to come out of that box, but we need to get out of a comfort zone. We do. Don't take things personally. And some of us do. You know, some people don't even mean a lot of times what they do and say. Some people just don't know no better. So, you know, so don't take things personal. Don't compare or complain. And that's true. And we don't need to compare. Don't compare your life to others or things. And you know, we live in a world where I'm especially in the nursing, the patients and their families. I've never heard so many people just whine and complain about petty things. Stop comparing and stop complaining. But give every day. She goes on to say, Marianne Williamson says, if you're alive, you have someone to forgive. For example, the person who cuts you off from traffic, the clerk who is unkind, a child who fails, a boss that doesn't listen, the list is endless. Forgiving people for the small stuff is as important as the big stuff. Big stuff includes the parent who abused you, the friend who left you, the spouse that betrayed you. Forgive everyone for everything. And I know, listeners, it's easy said than done, but we need to stop making that excuse. Let's do it. Because it's time for you to have joy in your life. Stop making excuses for not having joy. Please, excuse me, you should live in joy. You should be happy. So please, make the decision, listeners, family and friends, to have joy in your life. It's very, very important. Because to me, you cannot exist without having joy and laughter and happiness in your life. You know, you can't keep existing without that. So please decide to start having joy in your life, listeners. Because you can live a life of joy. Too many times we keep focused on our problems and everything and circumstances, and we lose focus and we lose our joy. But as I said, please choose to have joy in your life. You can choose to have joy every day in your life, no matter what happens. I know I do, and I always will. And I want to thank you for listening to another Positive Vibes. Excuse me, I got a little strangled there. But I'm going to keep encouraging people to have joy and to be happy, because you can be happy and have joy in your life all the days of your life.